Welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is your host, Kirby.
And your other host, Anna.
Celebrate the beginning of summer with us as we bring Japan Top 10's June Countdown, featuring Lisa, Green, and Hikaru Utada, as well as our indie spotlight artist, Roku Lee.
Think you know Japan Top 10 music? Well, we've got a challenge for you. We have a new contest called Guess That Japan Top 10 Tune. Somewhere in this episode, you'll hear us play two song clips, both of a 1 second duration. Identify both song clips with the correct title of the song and artist/band name, and you can win yourself a free $50 gift card to a retailer of your choice. One guess per week, per contestant. Prize will be awarded to the first person who guesses both the artist/band name and song title correctly for both of the song clips. Contest is open to most residents of countries in the world who are within the age majority. To enter and find more information about the contest, visit our website at jtop10.jp/contest.
Our annual listener survey is now up. We would like to know your opinion of our podcast, and in return, we will award a random survey entrant of free $50 gift card to a retailer of their choice. For details, visit our website at jtop10.jp.
Lots of opportunities to get some free gift cards. I kind of wish I could join in on those. I could use some money. All right, to start off our top 10 countdown, in spot number 10, we have a new song, Saida no yo ni kotoba ga waki agaru by Never Young Beach.
Number 10.
Saida no yoni kotoba ga wakiaganu anata ni tsutaetai na ari no mama de ii janai ka taisetsu na omoi
Yuma Abe, who does vocal and guitar, Satoshi Anan, who does guitar, Keigo Tatsumi, who does bass, and Kento Suzuki does drums. They combine Japanese sounds with influences from American indie music.
Never Young Beach formed in 2014 in Tokyo. Their debut album, Yashinoki House, was released in 2015, followed by their second album, Fam Fam, in 2016, both of which were nominated for the CD Shop Awards. They made their major debut in 2017 with the album A Good Time.
This song, which can be translated in English as Words Bubble Up Like Soda Pop, was released May 13th as a digital single, CD, and 7-inch vinyl.
Drummer Kento Suzuki tweeted, "It may be difficult to buy at a store because of this situation, but I'd be happy if you could listen to it in some way."
The band performed remotely from their homes on NTV Buzz Rhythm 2 on May 22nd.
We have another new song at number 9. It's Hana ni Bore by Yoroshika.
Number 9.
Mo wasurete shimatta kana natsu no kokage ni suwatta mama aisu o kuchi ni horikonde kaze o matte ita. Mo wasurete shimatta kana yo no naka no zenbu uso darake hontou no kachi o futari de sagashi ni ikou to waratta koto. 座ったままアイスを口に放り込んで風を待っていた。
Yorushika is a rock duo consisting of members composer Nabuna and vocalist Suiz.
From 2012, Nabuna had been releasing Vocaloid music under the name Bokoro P. But after meeting Suiz, formed Yorushika in 2017.
Hana ni Bore, or in English, Ghost on a Flower, is the theme song for Nakitai Watashi wa Neko Kaburu, Nakineko movie, or in English, I Want to Cry, I Wear a Cat.
Hana ni Bore is available on Netflix worldwide from June 18, 2020. The film's cast include Natsuki Hanae and Mirai Shida. The story follows Kenji Hinode, a high school student, who finds it difficult to open up to his peers. One day, he finds himself befriended by a cat. But unbeknown to Hinode, this is no ordinary cat, but in fact, Mio Sasaki, his classmate, transformed by a mysterious mask.
If you thought of ever applying to join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast, see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details on what positions we have available. We now provide monetary rewards to staff who fulfill seniority requirements and demonstrate exemplary performance.
Getting into number 8 with a new song, it's Fake Love by Ale.
Number 8.
Hey, ex-boyfriend, my meets to kaneta hana o nuke dashite utsukushiku saki o kotte iru wa. You know what, I never need your love. Anata no tame ni iki wa shite matsu tsuzukete ta. Yeah, I was a kid. Ikareta attention mo inai. You know what, I never wanted you.
Ale's single Fake Love has been described as the Tokyo-based artist's most soulful and funky track.
Fake Love was mastered by Randy Merrill of Sterling Sound, who has worked with Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, and BTS.
Ah, no wonder it's so, like, really poppy and catchy. was not expecting it when I first started listening to it. The official music video was directed by Hidehito Kato.
She released her first album, Spotlight, in November 2019, which was picked out on Best Upcoming Artist, picked by Tower Records. Rolling Stone Japan magazine picked Ale as one of the top 20 artists to pay attention to internationally and domestically.
Ale has also participated as a composer slash lyricist for popular Korean girls group EXID.
At number 7, we have another new song. It's Daki Yose Takamaru Kimi no Taiyon to Tomoni by WANS.
Number 7. Daki Yose Takamaru Kimi no Taiyon to Tomoni.
Daki Yose Takamaru Kimi no Taiyon to Tomoni is the band's 17th single released 20th of May but comes after a 20-year break.
Ooh, it's a long break. WANS released their first single in 1991. The band parted ways in 2000 but reunited in 2019 with the new vocalist Daishi Uehara. In the span of their 29 years, once has had three lead vocalists, Sho Wasugi from 1991 to 1997 and Jiro Waku from 1997 to 2000.
The single is being used as the theme to BSTV Tokyo's Silent Voice Kodo Shimri Sosa Kantate Oka Emma, English Silent Voice Season 2. Aired Saturdays at 9 p.m. stars Chiaki Kuriyama in lead role as Emma Taeoka.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
And by the way, are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Hailey, by sending her an email at hailey@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Hailey is hayley@jtop10.jp.
Going to number 6 with a new song, we have Hoshi Kage no Yell by Green.
Number 6.
Pop rock vocal group is from Koriyama in Fukushima Prefecture, with a smile logo as all members studied dentistry. They keep their identity secret to avoid interference with their careers as dentists. Wow, that's crazy. Like, dentists are so busy and yet they have the capability of creating these awesome songs. Could you imagine, like, you're getting your teeth cleaned and then all the dentists just start jamming out without, like, the radio? It's literally all of them just working together. That'd be an awesome music video.
And you're just sitting there with your mouth open.
Yeah, that'd be kind of weird, but it'd still be a more pleasant experience than drilling.
Oshikage no Yell is the theme for NHK TV drama's Yell. The story follows the life of genius music composer Yuichi Koyama, played by Masakata Kubota, and his wife Oto, Fumi Nikaido. Yuichi Koyama starts out as a young man who works at a bank in Fukushima wanting to become a composer, and Oto Sekuichi, a high school student in Toyohashi who wants to become a singer. Yuichi and Oto exchange letters as friends at first, but their relationship develops.
This drama also stars Yojiro Noda from Radwimps.
Aired from May 11th until the recording was postponed, the program suspended due to the pandemic. The channel will consider when to resume broadcasting after carefully checking the situation.
While you wait for that to come back on, you can check out the song's official lyric video, which includes chords so you can play along. So maybe by the end of the pandemic, you can play this whole song by yourself.
At number 5, another new song from Utada Hikaru, Time.
Number 5.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
けなかった気持ちを誰を守る嘘をついていたの。
Time was written by Utada Hikaru and produced by Utada Hikaru and Nariaki Obukuro.
This song is the theme for Nippon TV's Bishoku Tantei Akechi Goro, or in English, Gourmet Detective Goro Akechi, starring Tomoya Nakamura. The song was written after reading the original manga by Akiko Higashimura, the author of Tokyo Tarareba Musume, which also had a 10-episode TV drama adaptation broadcast on Nippon TV in 2017.
Utada Hikaru has been holding Instagram weekly lives, Jitaku Kakurichu no Hikaru Paisen ni Kike, every Sunday through May, including Q&As and special guests such as One OK Rock's Taka. Want to win a free $50 gift card just by knowing your Japan Top 10 music? Let's play Guess That Japan Top 10 Tune. Have a listen now to the two song clips.
Jeez, that was short. You want to hear it again? I think I want to hear it again. Let's play it again. All right, that's it. Enter your guess at jtop10.jp/contest. Remember, only one guess per week per contestant. Going into number four with another new song, we have Aimyon and the song Hadaka no Kokoro.
Number four.
Ittai kono mama itsu made hitori de iru tsumori da no自分を憎んだり誰かを羨んだりいつかいつかと言い聞かせながら今日までたくさん愛してきた
Hadaka no Kokoro is Aimyon's 10th single. Used as the theme for TBS drama Watashi no Ie Masao Nagisa-san, or in English, My Housekeeper Nagisa-san.
To celebrate its release, Aimyon is holding an online karaoke challenge for 21 days from May 22nd, asking fans to submit videos via Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter using the hashtag KaraokeAimyon, written in katakana.
A new Apple Music advertising campaign began on May 15th, featuring Aimyon, Radwimps, Mrs. Green Apple, Gen Hoshino, titled Kokoro Ugokasu Ano Ongaku o Itsu Demo Te no Naka ni. The music that moves your heart is always in your hands.
At number 3, we have another new song. It's Mela from Ryoku o Shoku Shakai.
Number 3. Ima nan janai mera me
Yeah.
This is from a four-piece band. Their name is often abbreviated as Ryoku Shaka, formed via four friends, three of which were classmates in Aichi, Japan in 2012.
Their first full-length album was released on March 14, 2018.
Mela is from the band's new album, Sing Along, released April 22nd.
And this was used in the commercial Ryokuo Shoku Shakai Party commercial song for Coloring Milk Palti Hair Tie.
Want to hear some extra songs in this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon Platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Dropping into our top two, in number two, moving up four spots, it's Lisa with Gurenge.
Number two.
Gurenge is the 15th single released by Lisa.
It's the opening theme song for Kimetsu no Yaiba, or Demon Slayer.
Lisa has been due to perform at Outdoor Festival Numbershot 2020, which was scheduled to be held at Fukuoka's Nakamichi Seaside Park on July 18th and 19th. It was to feature the likes of Aimyon, Bad Number, Bish, Tsukima Switch, Maximum the Hormone, Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, and Yabai T-Shirt Shop.
She has been live streaming Animal Crossing on Instagram and has even appeared playing the game on TBS, Osa Mano Buranchi.
Everyone's playing that game these days.
And at our number one song, it's from Official Hige Dandism with their song Parabola.
Number one.
Parabola is used in the commercial for 2020 Calpis Water.
The band's official music video is composed mainly of past live tour clips, festivals, and also footage taken during backstage tour rehearsals.
Official Hige Dan Dissim's official music video for Pretender reached 200 million YouTube views on May 24, 2020 after having surpassed 300 million streams according to Billboard.
Their song I Love won the Drama Song Award at the 104th Television Drama Academy Awards. One of five awards for the drama, Koe wa tsutsuko yo doko mademo, or in English, Love Continues Forever.
And now we move to our indie spotlight. For this episode, we have Roku Lee with the song Smell of Blood. Roku Lee is based in Lexington, Kentucky, in the United States, the heart of the state's bluegrass region, known as the horse capital of the world.
He is part of a team, the YYY Syndicate, TVH-BTL, and Major Scale.
Smell of Blood is created from samples of and inspired by the hugely popular anime Demon Slayer.
With a strong influence from Japanese anime, Roku Lee mixes many tracks sampling not only anime such as Demon Slayer, Fire Force, and Fairy Tail, but also TV shows like the Law & Order SVU theme and Hey Arnold. Did you submit your guess for our Guess That Japan Top 10 tune contest? If not, head to jtop10.jp/contest and win yourself a free $50 gift card now. Also, don't forget to tell us your thoughts on our podcast with our annual listener survey. That can also get you a free $50 gift card too. So if you're lucky and you get both, then you could have an extra $100. That's crazy. Haru and Eric are back next week to bring you our second installment of our Indie Artist Interview Series.
And that's it for this episode of Japan Top 10 Countdown. Wherever you guys are, we hope you stay safe and healthy.
And stay cool in that summer breeze. Thanks for listening to another JTOP 10 Countdown.
This has been your hosts, Kirby.
And Anna.
And we'll see you again next time. Bye.
Bye. Japan Top 10. The number one Japanese music.